DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Burt is so technically challenged.
No, it's not me.
You blame every phone and every computer.
Help me out on this one.
He is so technically challenged that he screwed this up.
We were going to do. I was having these guys transcribe the text between me and our boyfriend. And as they're going down, we realize there's a fatal flaw here.
Well, there's several different phone numbers, and Burt never programmed their names into the phone, so I couldn't figure out who was who.
Oh, no.
So I went ahead and programmed their names, and it turns out there's two different guys, and Burt's texting them thinking it's the same guy.
Dude.
You're two-timing? Dude.
So
when he thinks he's texting this guy we're talking about, he was actually texting somebody totally different.
So one guy would respond, and then I would text a different guy?
And now we're talking about it on the radio.
How did you ever think this was a good idea?
I told her, I said, look, I don't want to do this.
Are you kidding me? Wendy, when are you going to give that number out? Wendy, I'm ready to start texting. I'm good at this.
I feel like we all owe Wendy a big hug, and I'm sorry as we leave the studio today. Like, she should just line up like it's a wedding, and we should all just apologize for letting this even happen.
I just want to know what you said to the guy from St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, he's not nearly as interesting as the other guy, but there's one guy that I really think is right for us.
You both thought they were the same.
Right for us. Dude. I love that.
He's been witty with us.
He was a nice guy, and I trusted you.
I was telling these guys off the air. There were some days.
He's a potential boyfriend.
I wasn't getting responses back, and I'd go to my wife, and I'd say, I can't understand why he's not texting back. And I was visually upset about it.
your wife was consoling you. It's okay, honey.
It's all right.
You can do better next time.
You'll get your man.
Now, I think as payback for Wendy, not just an apology, but I think we've got to call him and ask him if he'll come
on
the air with us. And you apologize. The one that she really likes.
The witty one.
The other one, who cares?
There's one that we're really interested in because he's just witty and funny.
How about I call him from my real phone?
It's the Florida guy. Whoever the Florida guy is, the University of Florida fan, that's the guy that we want to text because he's the guy that I think that we really
have a lot of
common.
Well, he's actually a Bulldog fan, but I was the Florida fan, so that's what we talked about. Okay.
All this talk about him is going to reel him in. I think now we have to just ignore him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Step two.
Well, I feel like she's got to
show him a little leg and pull it back.
Well, he hasn't even texted the right guy back.
Well, at least I feel like he's going to start at a clean slate with Wendy once he knows that I was the one that would really hack the whole thing up.
Yeah, but now he's going to question every text. Is this really Wendy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I tainted the text.
I can assure him that I will never try this ever again. I promise you that. All right, Jen, you said you had a couple of questions.
Yeah, I do. I have some flirtexing questions. When you're trying to engage a guy, is it best to leave the last line a question mark? So that it elicits a response.
Why do I feel like this would have like a maneuver? Oh, you mean the ending question maneuver?
It's in our book.
We basically say your word should be, his word should be the last word. So it's almost like leaving like a text hook. So yes, you can engage it by asking him a question, but we also say don't send out, like, don't overanalyze it and don't over text him with like specific questions that should be held face to face. Because, okay.
Well, when he, you know, if he says something or asks a question, if the longer you wait, he's going to freak out just like girls do. He's, why isn't she texting me? Was it something I said? Might text again. Right.
The key is to get him to want to be asking you all those questions. It's almost like don't just send out questions just for the heck of him trying to basically get your response from him.
So is the answer err on the side of not enough text rather than too much text?
You want him texting more than you're texting him.
And you always want to, he's always the last one to send one.
Exactly.
You don't have to always send a response.
No,
of course not. Yeah. We say
you never need to be like the
that's 101.
The K, right? Like, you know how people, okay, like if he writes something, okay, I'll see you at 8, don't text him back. Just don't text back K.
Yeah.
It's just not necessary. He knows that you got the text message.
Right.
Technology has almost like perfected itself in that sense. So just
like
leave it alone.
And also a really big point we say in our book, which would help with this, is just because it's speedy technology does not mean you have to be speedy in your response. This is a text message. Like
like a letter.
If he wanted, if you guys have to talk about something immediately, he'll call or you'll call. So don't feel like just because he's texting, you have to respond right then.
Mm-hmm. Within those seconds. But again, the 24-hour rule.
Like, even when you want to, you almost should make yourself, like, take a deep breath. Go get a glass of water.
We say never text the first thing that comes to mind.
It's
ever.
Like, what?
No, I said take a step back, like keep yourself busy, because girls get excited. When you get a text from a crush, you get excited and you want to respond right then and there. And what we say is take a step back. You can think of something brilliant to write back if you just kind of let that excitement contain itself and then come back to it in like an hour or two whenever you're ready to text him back.
What do you guys think about drunk texting? Do you always wait till you're sober?
TUI. Texting under the influence.
Yeah, because texting under the influence, it's not just drunk texting. It's texting with when you have hormones, when you just saw a great movie, when you've taken Ambien.
It's all under everything.
You should not
all these
do
elements.
That. It's really bad, and it's a big turnoff. And you just wake up the next day.
Should there be some sort of, like, should you make the password on your BlackBerry really complicated so that if you're so hammered, you can't even do it?
I think you should just train yourself. To know, and if you're going out,
you're
drinking.
You can't train yourself.
Yes,
after four shots of Patron, you're like, this is going to make perfect sense.
It never does.
I know, but it's
embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and you know the ramifications at this point. I think everyone's been in a situation like that, and you just kind of have to really train yourself and have a little resistance with it.
A girlfriend of mine told me one night when I was like, should I write back this? Whatever. She goes, I've never regretted not texting the next day.
Good advice.
And I was like, that's smart. And I
deleted it. The next morning, just think of it. You're out and you're like, I'm going to regret this in the morning when I wake up,
There should be an application that it's like a breathalyzer that if you set it right, you blow into it. You're patenting it right now.
And there's only like a select group of girlfriends that have access. Like you could text your girlfriends or an emergency person, but not any.
That's exactly what we say.
On your list who has male genitalia.
Let your best friend be your like safety net. Text her. She will remind you of the don'ts of doing this.
Yeah. My best friend calls herself my sponsor.
Right?
Love that.
Tell me what you were going to tell him.
Text your sponsor.
I mean, Jen Authier asked you guys about like texts that come in late at night.
Yeah.
Like, what's the line?
LNBT, the late night booty text.
Okay. That's we have a rule against that. Anything past 10 p.m., a guy texts you, he's only looking for a good time. Do not text back. Like, he's not being serious about it. Guys usually should text you or call you to ask you out before a date, and it should be done a day or two prior.
So what's the response to that? No response? Or do you write back like, F you, or what do you...
No, here's what we say. We say,
it comes in
girls,
at 9 o'clock, and it's like, hey, girl, what are you doing tonight?
Okay, here's what we say. Girls.
With the girls.
If you like the guy, don't respond till daylight hours the next day. Train him how to teach you. Train him that... to call you during daylight hours, ask you in advance
to
go out.
You're not that girl.
If you want to see him, we're not mad at the girls who text back late night if that's what you want to do.
But just know know that that's what you're going to get out of it mm-hmm. is a good time.
How about those guys that send out, like, I forget the name that we had for it, but the dude that sends out, like, the mass text to, like, nine.
You can read through that. Beware. Look out for those.
The booty bomb.
Yeah, the ones where
they're totally tailored. They're prepackaged, and they're so obvious.
And call them out. We know, we were talking to one girl who said she assumed that what she got was a was a text that he sent to a lot of girls, and she totally called him out on it.
Like mass text much?
And it benefits you. Guys like responses that are different than what most girls say.
Yeah, so most girls would be like, hey, yeah, I'm out. What are you doing?
And they wouldn't know if he texts 10 or 11.
Come on. Yeah, guys like a little, you know, give him a little bit of a hard time.
Now, once you're dating somebody for a while, what do you guys think about the dirty text messages? Or the more...
Proceed with caution.
Leave it to Jim.
You know, this, I mean, sexting
because,
should be.
No, because some guys think that it's awesome and other ones don't. And like, won't, you know. So,
to each his own. I mean, honestly, sexting should be reserved for two mature, committed people in a relationship. And I mean, there's suggestive image and content, and you just have to assume that it's going to get out there and just proceed with caution. I mean, it's your relationship with this person. You should know, you know, it. At a point where it's in a mature level that you both can handle
that. You know,
that.
The first one always comes after the drinking that you're not supposed to be texting after anyways.
Yeah.
I guess I just did the bathroom. I sent her a picture.
Oh, never, guys, never send girls pictures unless she asks for them. That is the biggest turnoff. Why are you assuming and I want a picture of that? Like, come on.
Because guys, in that case, thinking like guys, they're thinking that, okay, we want to see
visual
pictures of you.
Creatures.
So you must want to see pictures
of you guys
of
are
our
visual
junk.
Creatures.
Right.
We don't really work that way. We like the funnies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do that.
Make
as the
wittier, the better.
Yeah. You love that, right?
Yeah. The witty stuff is awesome.
Mm-hmm. We love
it's good.
And guys appreciate it, too.
Give us one more golden rule of texting, and then we'll go ahead and we'll link. It's a great book. It really is.
Thank you. I think a really...
Be confident.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the biggest things is be confident in your texts and, you know what you want and put it out there. But also a really important thing is, you know, chivalry never left. If you're on a date with a girl, just stow yourself. And the same goes for girls. Like, have, you know, a little bit of flirt etiquette in that sense.
I like that word. That's cute. It's a texticate.
It's a really great. It's an easy read too. I mean, this is not like you're going to strain yourself late at night.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
It's really. It's called Flirt Texting, and we'll have a link up to it. It's by Deborah Goldstein and Olivia. Oh boy,
Banashevitz.
Yes, it is. Banashevitz.
You know what? That right there uses up all 160 characters. So that right there, it'll be difficult. I will not be flirt texting with you. On
just flirt text
of,
my last name to me. You got me. You got my heart.
Flirt texting, how to text your way to his heart. Go check it out. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you guys.
That's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter.
Okay.
Y'all are on Twitter names.
Is that your next book?
Flirt tweet us.
Flirt tweet us. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Saving money on your next project with help from Menards. Be prepared for flooding and keep your basement dry with Barracuda pumps. Barracuda makes high-quality pumps that offer dependable performance for when you need it most. Save big money on all Barracuda pumps now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Wendy here. We started this months and months and months ago with virtual listener Wendy. And we made the offer. We used to call it motivation by humiliation, but now it's weight loss or property loss.
Right.
We got smart about this. Because years ago when we did motivation by humiliation, you would tell us how much weight that you had to lose by a certain amount of time. You'd make an agreement with us. And if you didn't make that weight, then we could do something to you, like put your picture up on a billboard or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were finding in every case that mysteriously, on weigh-in day, people's phone numbers had changed.
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm.
They left the state.
There's no way to get in touch with them.
Couldn't get in touch with them. So we change things with this.
Yeah. So this time with weight loss or property loss, everybody came in, shared their story with us, and gave us something really significant to them. Whether I think the first guy gave us a title to his van, mm-hmm. and he needs his van to, you know, get to work and home and all that other stuff. So that was vital to his life. And then the second listener that we talked to actually gave us her engagement ring. And then it was Wendy's story here that was the most intriguing, so much so that we almost didn't accept it.
We didn't want to accept this at right. all. We did not want to do this one.
Mm-mm.
Wendy, can you recap for us that the day that you called in and why you were using this as motivation? Because even today, like, man, I didn't want to do this today. I didn't
we
want to do
waiter
this
yet.
Way,
and we
I know.
Not waiter
we don't
yet.
Know yet.
We don't know yet.
From the
she
day
made,
we
made
talked to
goal.
You and agreed to do it, I was reluctant from it from minute one and am just as reluctant today.
Well, in short, I've been through a lot with my husband the past 3 years, and it was very trying and very stressful. And in the end, he took his own life, and all that stress from those years had put a lot of pounds on me, and had affected me emotionally and all kinds of things. And I just got to a point where I knew I needed to get back to the person I knew I would have been at this point if I hadn't gone through all that. And part of it was the weight. Part of it was just getting back to being healthy and my happy self. So what I did is I gave up the flag that the Marine Corps gave me at my husband's funeral. And that was going to be my motivation to get back to the person I needed to be.
And then we initially did not want to take it. And Wendy's the one that had talked us into using that because she said that she'd That would be a great tool to motivate her to lose this weight.
That's the only thing. I mean, and to this day, I believe that's the only thing that would have motivated me to do it.
And it did it while you've been working out and doing all this?
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't weighed in yet, but I am pretty sure that I am there, and I may have passed it a little bit.
All right. We're hoping so.
So you were kind of like, you were hoping that he was going to be there alongside of you.
Yeah, this week in particular, when I called in last Monday, I still had 7 pounds to go. And I was in a panic. And I really felt like he stepped up and was there with me and rooting me on. And this week I went hardcore Just doing everything I was supposed to do, nothing I was not supposed to do. I have not put any liquid in my body in 7 days that wasn't water. I haven't had a Diet Coke. I haven't had a tea. I haven't had a beer or a drink or anything. And I've been out with my friends and drank water all night. And they're all like, I can't believe you're at a bar for 3.5 hours and you're drinking water. But I did it. I did high protein, no carbs, and worked out, did cardio, started doing yoga, which is awesome.
Are you feeling good?
I feel great.
Good for you.
I mean, I was running around this weekend telling people, like, put your hand on my calf. Let me tighten my muscle. Feel this. And it was, like, so awesome. And I put on clothes that I haven't worn in 4 or 5 years. And that's it's huge. I feel great.
Good.
All that said, 7 pounds is a lot of weight to lose in 1 week. Yeah. It's a lot of weight.
It is.
I think most doctors would tell you that's not even a healthy amount of weight to lose in 1 week.
It's not, but for just that 1 week, I had to do it.
So some might question why you waited till the last minute. If he was there by your side this entire time,
he wasn't.
And there was so much at stake, he was not.
He was not there by my side the whole time. And there were a lot of times where I didn't feel him at all. And I'm one of those people that believe that your loved ones will be there for you when you need them. Hmm. And I really felt his presence come to me about a month ago. And it was almost like a little knock at the door. You know, you're getting close. You've got to do this. And then last week, I felt him with me almost 24/7. And just pushed me to do what I needed to do. And, you know, it was something about this week when I thought about him, instead of crying because I was sad, I cried because I was happy. Mm. And I know that was him. Mm. And I have to say, your listeners are great. Several of your listeners have found me on Facebook and sent me friend requests and have been cheering me on and rooting me on and all this. So I have to give a shout out to my Facebook friends from
that's awesome.
You all. That's been awesome.
How cool.
Yeah.
They've been so supportive.
Absolutely.
All right. That said, we're all going to agree that this was the agreement that we made.
Absolutely.
That if you're not underneath the goal weight, and are we allowed to say what the goal weight was?
I said it. I started out at 170.
And your goal weight was?
150.
150 by today. If you step on that scale right now and you don't hit 150, then we're going to have to do what we don't want to do and take the flag.
I know, but I feel great. And that was my ultimate goal, was to start getting back to the person I knew I was supposed to be. And I know I am there, and I'm still going, and I am not going to let anything get me down.
So even though you feel great, and we're glad that you feel great, and your attitude has totally changed, in the spirit of the agreement is if you don't hit
totally
the 150,
agree.
Right?
Absolutely.
We're
absolutely.
All in agreement on this, mm-hmm. Melissa?
Mm-hmm. I'm
shoes
sure.
Off.
Yep.
Shoes off, headphones off. Yeah. You don't need those headphones the extra weight.
Spit a couple more times. You need to go to the bathroom one more time?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready?
Jen, you want to take a look at the scale?
Okay. I'm going to close my eyes.
And Tracy said, before we went on the air, Tracy said this is the same scale that we used at the very beginning for the weigh-in.
Right.
Stepping 1 foot, 2 feet. She's at 148.
Oh, yay!
What a relief.
Yay!
Awesome.
Oh, you know, when it's been months since we talked to you initially.
4 months.
4 months. And Wendy came in. Was this in studio when we took this picture?
Yes.
It was. And because we haven't seen her in months, it's a little hard to see the drastic change, you know? This was the picture of Wendy when she came in here initially. And now that you look at the picture, you look at her now, you can tell she's going to lose the weight.
I'm wearing a little skirt right now that I haven't put on my body in 4 years.
Nice girl. You're feeling good.
Oh, I am. I am.
So excited.
That is just amazing.
Wendy, that's fantastic.
And you probably even just see it in my face.
I could see when you walked in, because I'm on Facebook with you also, right. And I could see the pictures also. And as soon as you came in, there was a little bit of relief, but that number, I was just afraid you were going to be 1 pound off and we're going to have to take that flag for 1 pound.
Congratulations. No,
my wee foot wouldn't lie to me. I got on this morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. And for new listeners, Wendy's deadline came before the others. So the two others we mentioned, their deadlines haven't come up yet. So we still have those two other
weight loss or property loss.
So
one dude is way past it already. The guy with the van. Remember him? He either Facebooked us or emailed us, and it's not even close for him. He's getting the van back, and he's going to get the title. I can't remember that was the second one.
The engagement ring.
The engagement
ring. And that's
ring.
At the end of the year. I think that's not maybe till November.
Right. Correct.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that engagement ring was to lose how much weight? Do y'all remember?
I don't remember, but they've been married for 20-something years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she was determined that she was going to get that ring back, so we hope she does. But we don't have to worry about that till November.
No. Wendy, but congratulations.
Wendy gets the flag. Thank you so much.
Where is that flag?
It's actually still in the safety deposit box, so I'm going to be getting with Tracy to get it from her.
Okay, great.
She didn't want it to be in studio if I didn't lose the weight and have it me looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for yourself and thank you for us.
Thank you all for giving me this opportunity, because I seriously don't think I would have been able to do it without that severe of a motivation.
So I'm so glad you met your goal.
So proud of you. Thank you.
Congratulations. You did all the work.
Yeah.
What a tremendous relief for all of us. I think I lost some weight today.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, multiple reports say Kiefer Sutherland headbutted this dude at a party on Monday night and actually broke his nose with his head. So he turned into the real Jack Bauer. Now,
I thought this was headbutting only happened in movies and on TV. I didn't think it really ever happened in real life.
Well, I guess he's been doing it on TV for 24 for so long that maybe it was just like instinct, like he went into Jack Bauer mode. But
that's a sophisticated move, and you got to be the right height also, because me, 5'4", I can't, I'd headbutt you in the chest.
The thing is, Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, like spring. Clear the coffee table. I'm about to headbutt you.
That's my belt buckle, dude. You do nothing except hitting me in the belt buckle.
And the headbutt is that's like a stupid move. Because what if you headbutt someone and knock yourself out?
No,
can you imagine that?
Knock the other
Bert
guy
and I
out.
Are in a fight. I headbutt him and knock myself out. And Bert's like, that was an easy one.
You know how from time to time we will challenge our listening audience? And we will say, look, I'm sure I have a question that I can ask here that pertains to nobody listening right now. I've got one. I would like to talk to a woman that has been headbutt by another woman. Or you have been the woman that headbutted another woman. It just doesn't happen. That's why women are a higher level of species than man. Because this is just a man thing. No woman would ever do that.
I don't think so either, because we're too worried about what we look like to face some sort of facial injury.
No woman will call and say she's been headbutt by another woman.
Here's the problem. Here's the flaw in your theory. We're going to get calls. Because as much as women care about their appearance, when they start scrapping with other women...
It's not headbutting, man.
There's headbutting? You'll get calls.
No way. They'll use everything.
You will get calls.
No way.
When two women are going at it, there are
fingernails.
It's the worst fight
in the world.
There are teeth.
It's different.
There is hair pulling.
Different.
There, no way.
Phone lines lit up.
No way.
I may be wrong.
No way.
Phone lines lit up.
I told you. You guys have seen girl fights.
Headbutting?
There's not a phone line available right now.
You're kidding me.
Good morning, Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, who is this?
My name is Katie, and I actually headbutted a girl my last year in high school.
Freak show. You are a freak show.
Face to face, your forehead hits her forehead.
Yes, I'm actually a very, classy young lady. I have great manners, but this girl called me the wrong name and tried to reach for my hair. Oh. And we happened to be the same height, and my first instinct was to lunge forward and bust her forehead open. I actually split her forehead down the center.
Wow.
Because I hit her so hard. But I had a huge bruise on my forehead and had to walk around with that for like 3 months because it took forever to heal.
Did she hit you with the C word?
Actually, it was a combination of a improper name for a prostitute and the C word.
Okay.
So, and then a couple words describing dirty. And I'm definitely not any of those, actually.
You know,
obviously.
It'll be a different story for a different time, but whatever got her to call you that is a fun tale, I'm sure.
Hey, Deborah, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
My assumption was that no woman has ever headbutt another woman, and the phone lines are lit up with women saying, oh, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, I brought it on. It happened at the skating rink when I was like, imagine that. I was like 14 years old. She kept messing with me. You know, and back then there was like the cool group, the nerdy group. Well, of course, me, I was in the cool group.
Of course.
But I can tell. You
kept starting fights with me, and she tried to pick up a roller skate and hit me with it. And I went forward, and I headbutted her, but I broke my nose.
Oh, yeah, because it's an advanced move.
Yes.
It's a very advanced move. How about a woman that headbutts a guy?
Oh,
wow. No way.
Hey, Matt, good morning. You're on Q100.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
You got pwned by a girl.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
My girlfriend, well, now fiance, last year we were at a movie. Came out of the movie, she got into it with her ex-boyfriend's girlfriend or whatever. The boyfriend tried to break it up, grabbed her by the shirt, called her the S-word. I don't know if you can say that on the radio.
Nope.
Nah. Headbutt straight to the nose, broke it. I mean, blood everywhere. It was ridiculous.
Whoa. Good morning, Angela. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Actually, it wasn't me that headbutted, but my sister. She is a chronic headbutter.
Chronic
headbutter.
Yes.
Okay.
She's a lot older now, but in her younger days, she would headbutt all the time. And she actually headbutted at the time. It was her boyfriend. They're married now. And he had to get three stitches in his forehead.
What?
I'm sorry. He had what in his forehead?
He had to get three stitches in
three
his forehead.
Three stitches.
Now, what brought on the headbutt?
Were they doing it?
No.
Okay. Were they fighting?
No, she wanted to fight, and he wouldn't engage with the arguing and the talking, and tried to walk away, and that pissed her off, so she attacked him and headbutted him.
Okay, do you know what he said to the people at the emergency room? Because he didn't say a girl headbutted me.
No, I do not know what he said.
He said anything.
He fell into a pole.
He said, I'll tell you what didn't happen. My girlfriend just didn't headbutt me.
Hey, The Bird Show. The Bird Show.
Sometimes it's really fun to hang out with the opposite species. Which is dudes.
Species.
Yeah.
Because they really are a separate species from us. And I had this experience. What
you know
was
what
it?
I like to say? Men are from Mars.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't go there.
Women hate Martians.
I need to run this by you guys. And maybe the guys in the room or the guys listening can chime in on this. Because I just don't know if this topic of conversation was specific to this group of guys that I was hanging out with. Or if this applies to all guys, because we had gone to the Hawks game on Saturday, and then afterwards went to Dantana's downtown, and we're hanging out, you know, just enjoying the Game 7 win and so excited about it. But it turned out to be me, one of my girlfriends, and a whole bunch of dudes.
Nice.
Okay,
so you felt like you were behind enemy lines.
Oh, we were. Man, in the conversation, I mean, we were way...
Wendy's like, that's heaven.
I love those situations.
I think that's how Jeff and I feel in here some days. Like, yeah, like yesterday's conversation about
Sending pictures of
your man's junk to other girlfriends. We didn't know that.
You just get fascinated because when you're outnumbered, then you are, you know, the conversation by the men, it's dominating the women. Same opposite for you guys, right? So that's kind of what was going on. And they started talking about all kinds of things. And as the beers were flowing further, they got into, you know, more graphic topics. But this was one of the first ones they started talking about because one of the guys was texting an old girlfriend. Right. And maybe going to meet up with her later or whatever. And they were all hassling him about it and calling her a retread. Like she was the girl that he always would go back to. And I thought that only girls did that because it didn't increase your numbers.
Mm-hmm. Guys do it because it's a sure thing.
Right. That's your safe bet. Your
they were saying that guys do it because they want to go back for the comfort of it. Like that there was something comforting about going back to it, and they had named it a retread. Even I think one of them had programmed a girl in his phone as retread.
Really?
That's dangerous if he ever leaves his phone in the next
Yes.
I mean, guys can call in on this 404-741-Q100, but I think we've said this on the show before that once you start trying to figure guys out, dumb it down again. So I don't think it has anything to do with comfort.
But these are guys telling her this.
Yeah, these are guys talking about it. They're like, it's comfortable. It's really, you know, it's fun. Like,
it's a sure thing. That's really all it is. I don't know. It's there. It's easy. I mean, you've been there before. She knows what you're calling for. You got to get it done. It's easy.
Why do you text your old girlfriends?
Well, you'd have to ask Jessica.
Touché.
I'm
just curious. I was just fascinated that guys actually do that for maybe a different reason than it being just, you know, just simple.
Yeah, I would give you a really simple
answer.
But
do guys do anything other and not as an insult. Do guys do anything
that's complicated?
That's complicated.
No see,
on
like
purpose.
This is such a great example Sports of how rituals. When women do something, it always has there's an ulterior meaning to it, or
right.
there's just something with more depth.
There's
women are trying to keep their numbers
attached.
Down. You're trying to keep your number down, so you go back to the ex just so you keep that your skank number below your skank number and your mental skank number, whereas guys, we don't care about that.
Mm-mm.
We couldn't care less.
It was interesting to me because it seemed like they all sort of agreed that it was for like a comfort level, or
they're just trying to make the girls there feel better.
I was gonna say, do you think it's because
totally.
You were the audience that they
the
want to make it more touchy feeling
any guy will do will be a professional ball player stepping to the plate. If you watch his routine of touching the bat to each corner and pulling his glove up and adjusting his bat. And then that's it. That's the most complicated thing any man in the history of men have ever done.
That's it.
There was a guy last night that actually...
The President of the United States went for a hamburger yesterday.
Right.
Simple creatures. All of us.
Right. Yeah, I think that it's because there's a part of me that thinks that they made it more emotional because you were there. They're trying to impress you with the explanation because they don't want to come across as...
And I always thought
that could be. That really could be.
They didn't want to drag their knuckles in front of you.
Maybe. And I always thought, too, that guys wanted always something new. Like, especially, like, single guys. Like, they were always after something new and fresh and whatever. I didn't think that they would even, like, go back to ex-girlfriends enough to have a name for it.
Well, I think you got the first part of that right. I think that we would always like something new, but the reality of it is sometimes that situation doesn't present itself
sometimes you fall
on a Friday
short.
Night or a Saturday night. So when that doesn't happen, you got to have a depth chart.
So
I
how
would a
girl
to...
know if she's a retread?
She knows.
I think she knows. Like, if you guys aren't seeing each other and he's just calling from time to time and it's, don't you know?
No, agreed.
Doesn't there have to be if he was coming back to you to pursue the relationship again, right? And really be serious with you, not just hook up for a late night booty call.
Mm-hmm.
How much time has to be in between your breakup? Does that make sense? You know what I'm asking?
No.
Well, I guess, for instance, I have some friends right now that dated when they were 23.
Mm-hmm.
And now they you know, broke up because they were 23, went their separate ways, had their separate lives, whatever. And now they're dating again at, like, 35.
Mm-hmm.
So he's full on re-pursued that relationship, but that's not a retread because they're in another new.
Is he taking her to dinner and calling her like on Wednesday and saying, "What are you doing Saturday night?"
Yeah.
Then they're dating.
Okay.
But if he's calling her Saturday afternoon and saying, "What are you doing tonight?"
Retread.
Then what he's doing is he's, what's it called? Like when you're gambling, he's hedging his bet because guys do like new. But if he knows, if I know that you're the sure thing because you're the ex-girlfriend, I might call you, see what you're doing later on. Hey, here's where I'm hanging out. Want to come by? I got a big trivia match at Fridays. Come on down and join me. All that stuff. Right. But then if an hour and a half later, I see Melissa, right? And she's, you
what's
know,
up, Daddy?
Hey, and she just comes in and she's in the bar and she's all, you know, she just won her synchronized swimming championship and
that's
she's drunk
right.
and partying and everything.
Woo!
And I start talking to her and I'm like, wow, you're good. Look at you. Hey, I'll totally blow you off because I can get the new. But if Melissa,
because I can wear my swim cap while we're doing it.
But then,
say that.
but then if I'm working the whole Melissa thing and by 9:30, I realize 10:30, whatever, I'm like, this girl cannot possibly get drunk enough to love me. I know.
Even if it's for 5 minutes.
Yeah. I know that I've already called you. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's an insurance maneuver.
Right.
You keep the other girlfriend. Guys like new, but new is hard to get.
I've always felt like it really was, like in a sports analogy, it felt like it was a depth chart to me. Like if.
What does that
backup
mean?
Quarterbacks.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, it's like. Look at Florida State. They've got a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And if he goes down, then you have somebody behind him that can come off the bench that could do hopefully an equally as good a job. But he's just not really quite the guy that you would really want in there. And then there's a third stringer and a fourth stringer. Those retreads are your safety nets. Those are not the people that you'd initially think, I'd really like to hook up with tonight. But
the third
it's nice for them to be there.
Sometimes becomes the star of the show. And gets bumped up to first.
Yeah,
that can happen too in dating.
Sure. It's rare, but
it can happen in dating also, yeah.
Okay.
You know what I just realized, explaining my whole theory with Melissa and at the bar and everything?
You like synchronized swimming.
Yes. Also, if women were just sluttier, you would save yourselves a lot of heartbreak. Because if Melissa would just give it up to me at the bar, I would never have to toy with you. And that would save you a lot of emotional turmoil.
Emotional distress.
Melissa would get something she needs, me. I would get something I need, sex, and you would be saved a heartbreak.
So there's your advice for women. The first guy that you talk to in a bar, you should sleep with.
Yeah, because
well,
you're saving other women
immediately.
The really true advice is to be able
day,
to
that, that night.
To be able to determine if you're a retread or not.
Yeah.
And if you are a retread and if this is happening to you, then you got to cut it off.
If he's going back time and time and time again, and it's only for, I mean, it's pretty simple to figure out. If he's calling you Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night,
we get all that emotional caught up in.
I know, and that's what makes it so great. That's why it's guaranteed.
That's why we're vulnerable.
That's why we're able to convince you at 8 o'clock on Saturday night that we really do love you, but not until midnight.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I will warn you now before I even play this song that there's one line in here that's offensive. The rest of it, you might find funny. Tracy, you may find nothing funny in it at all.
Okay.
Tracy, who is how far along now?
8 months.
8 months.
Almost there.
Almost there.
Yay! There's going to be a bunch of babies!
Yay!
Are you at the point of the just get this out of me stage?
Well, I mean, she's not to the point now where, I mean, if she was born now, she'd have to stay in the hospital. So I want her to stay long enough to where I can bring her home right away, but I don't necessarily want to go the full 40 weeks. I'm ready.
Right. I understand that.
When is she officially done cooking?
37 weeks, I think it's safe.
But what's that date?
And don't June 5th.
I was going to say, don't pretend you don't know.
Right, so this is the email that we got from our listener. She gets this thing anonymously, this video anonymously, and then she's so offended by it that she goes back to try to track where it came from, and the email address is gone. So somebody sent it.
Created the address.
Aww. And then deleted the address because they knew that they were going to inflict some damage.
Hold up. Is this really just your way of playing something for me because you're trying to send me a message?
No, we trust each other.
No, because I'm with Jen. I really didn't know what the definition of smug was, so it couldn't be me saying that you were smug because I really didn't know what smug was. Okay. But we found out today it is...
a high level of self-satisfaction.
Right.
Self-satisfaction.
That still doesn't sound... I mean, it's almost like a condescending kind of... I don't know.
Smug does seem to me to have that connotation. It's
yeah, self-satisfaction. I don't know
totally.
What that means. I mean, yeah, it's
you know
like...
it when you see it. People used to call George Bush, George W., smug all the time because he just had sort of that look like he knew something that you didn't and he was very sad.
No matter what he was talking about, his lips turned up.
Mm-hmm.
So he always looked like...
I get it. You don't, but it doesn't matter to me because I get it.
Right.
Dear Burt Show, I'm so pissed right now. Somebody sent this to me yesterday. It's not an email I even knew and the address has been eliminated anyway. And then they write, the F word, coward. Like Tracy, I'm pregnant with my first baby. I don't think I'm smug at all. Why would someone send this to me? Is it possible that someone I know is jealous that I'm pregnant and she's not?
Oh, well, there's a smug comment.
Yeah, that's
pretty smug.
It is.
Wow, you don't even have to play this for me. I know you're smug.
She might be right. That right there might be your definition of smug that we were looking for.
Exactly.
I think I know who it is, too. Well, if your husband wasn't too much of a child to actually want to have kids, maybe you wouldn't be so bitter with the B word.
Yeah. She does deserve a smug video.
Yes.
Wow.
So she may
have. Wonder why you got this one.
Anyway, I wanted to share this with you guys because I knew Tracy would be as offended as I am. I will find out who sent it to from Catherine. Been listening to you guys since I moved here from Lansing. Love you guys. All right, so here is the song. And again, there is one line in here that's just like, oh, come on. You didn't need to go there. And it's two women just sitting in front of a video and just doing their little acoustic thing here. And they've got a series of videos on YouTube right now.
This is a song for all you pregnant women out there. Related, it's not like one or the other.
Oh, really, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say, don't care if it's brain dead, don't care if it's limbless, if it has a penis. Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it because they're pregnant. This is a world you're enjoying, makes you really annoying.
No, but
not telling.
What are you going to name it?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Who's the father?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Bitch, I don't really care. I was being polite now since you have a life now that you're pregnant. You're just giving birth now. You're not Mother Earth now.
I'm gonna try so much going on. I got my novel published. I moved. I got married.
Gosh, you know, everything seems so trivial now that I'm pregnant.
I'm in gang violence in Mexico, and I
raped. You know, I can't even really remember what I did before I was pregnant. It seems so meaningless.
Pregnant women are small. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, cause they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now. Now that you're pregnant.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Are you guilty of saying any of those things over the last 8 months?
You know, I would like to say that I'm offended, but I agree with the song. I totally, like, the whole thing about, you know, when people say, well, do you want a boy or a girl? There's so much pressure to say, oh, I just want it to be healthy. But honestly, I wanted a girl. But I could never say it until I was having it. But it's true that you can still have a boy or a girl and they still be healthy. Just because I want one or the other doesn't mean I want a sick baby.
Seriously, Tracy hasn't been...
No, I don't think you have
it all.
I don't think you have it all. I'm still laughing
but
at
I know
that
people
whole
who
thing
have.
About I can't even remember what I did before.
I said yes. Everything seems so trivial before I get pregnant. Oh, it's great.
Life before children is trivial.
Good morning, Devin. You're on Q100.
That's great.
Hey, I was just saying that I really think it doesn't matter if you're smug for 9 months because you are about to work harder than you ever have for the rest of your life to be a parent.
You're smug.
You deserve 9 months of being pampered and, you know, whatever. If people think it's being smug.
That's your definition of smug, right?
Smug.
Get it. The Bird Show.